Welcome back to In the Moment. Mike Walsh is a captain with the Minnehaha County Sheriff's Department, and he directs the patrol unit. And we wanted to know if shifts in populations challenge public safety in the communities surrounding South Dakota's largest city. We caught up with Captain Walsh as he walked outside to his next meeting.
The Sheriff's Department's jurisdiction is all of Minnehaha County, to include providing contract law enforcement to 8 of the smaller cities and towns within the county. Sioux Falls and Brandon are the only cities within the county who have their own police departments, and so we provide all the law enforcement services. Additionally, in the state of South Dakota, sheriff's departments are required to serve civil papers, and we also operate the largest jail in the state of South Dakota.
And as you are experiencing a shift in population, are you seeing these smaller communities grow or change?
It depends on the community. Some of the communities have grown quite a bit. We've seen a lot of new construction, mostly of homes, not so much of businesses, as people are commuting from these small towns to work in the city of Sioux Falls. And so the population in some of them have grown, but in some of them it's remained very steady in my time here.
And are we seeing, though, a change in crime, a change in a shift in needs?
Yes. I think it's safe to say in all areas, crime has gone up. Our call volume with the Sheriff's Department has increased steadily each year. I don't have an exact percentage, but each year the call volume does go up. What I will say is, even if the crime rate wouldn't go up, the natural amount of population growth would indicate that even if the rate stays the same, we're going to have more crimes and incidents. But it is safe to say that the rate itself has gone up as well.
Give me an example of what you're seeing that's different.
Our primary increases are in the area of property crimes, whether it's thefts or burglaries or incidents of vandalism. We're seeing the amount of what I should say is that's all directly tied to drug use as well. As drug use goes up, we have more crimes which involved obtaining money to get those drugs. And so that's where the burglaries and the thefts come in. We've seen a number of times where we'll have a burglary spree of a lot of different residences or churches or businesses being burglarized and things stolen, and then that stuff pawned or sold or traded for narcotics.
And Ken, I mean, how many deputies do we need to grow the number of deputies to help accommodate this increase in calls?
You know, in my opinion, I think we do, but we're also limited, with funding as well. It's difficult to grow the department when the money isn't there to hire more people. With turnover, our department certainly, and many departments, are simply struggling to maintain their fully allotted staff the way they are now. If we were to increase positions, it would make it more difficult. It would get done. We would find the appropriate people to hire, but it would certainly make it more difficult. If we increase staffing, we could certainly have an impact on it. One of the additional duties that sheriff's departments are required across the state is service of warrants, and our warrant division is not huge, and they stay very busy. We have more than 15,000 active arrest warrants in Minnehaha County, and we could double the size of that unit, and they would still find that they don't have enough time in the day. And so increasing staffing certainly would help, but we also understand the limitations of revenue that are afforded to a county government.
With the 8 communities, I'm just wondering if there are some unique situations that you have to deal with as the population shifts.
Yes. With the increased amount of calls, our deputies are more and more busy. And in addition, as the way policing has adapted in the last, you know, certainly 10 to 15 years, many of our calls require more than one deputy to respond to. From a safety perspective, there are lots of calls that occur now that we don't allow single deputies to take that maybe we would have 20 years ago, whether it's a burglary in progress or a suspicious subject or domestic violence or a bar fight. There was a time when one deputy or even two deputies would go and handle those, and many of these incidents and calls for service require that we send more than that. So as the population increases, we get more of those calls, and if we have more than a couple going on at once, the amount of deputies who are available to respond to the next call is severely depleted. And so it does put a strain on resources, certainly. And from a public safety standpoint, now there are people waiting for our service for a deputy to become free to respond.
I mean, the geographic area doesn't increase, but just the number of incidents and miles between calls, perhaps?
Right, yeah. You know, the geographic area stays the same, but the amount of population with that increase simply makes it more difficult with people, with deputies taking calls after call after call. Without a doubt, the amount of time that we spend in these towns has increased. We already are required to spend a certain amount of time there because we contract with them, and they get a certain amount of hours each day, each week, each month that we spend doing active patrol. But we also respond when we don't have a deputy in that town. What happens when deputies are going from call to call to call? Additionally, is we don't have the ability to do proactive policing, which is active and visible patrols, whether it's in a speeding zone or a school zone or through a high crime area or through an area that might be a target for burglars. We don't have the time to do that proactive patrol. We spend much of our time doing reactive, which is responding to calls for service. Whenever the deputies aren't busy, they are active and staying very active, trying to be seen in the communities and in the areas that need attention. But when the resources are limited, it becomes a little more difficult.
Where do you see the future taking us as the communities continue to change and the shift continues to happen?
Well, the communities change and policing changes. The manner in which we conduct business changes. And so we will continue to adapt and we'll continue to provide the quality service that we have been. Law enforcement in general, and certainly Minnehaha County Deputy Sheriffs, have never been better trained and never been better qualified. It's a very difficult process to become a deputy sheriff. And so when we're hiring the very best that we can and training them the very best we can and providing ongoing training, whether it's something like physical tactics or something like brand new laws and statutes, these deputies are adapting every day to the ever-changing circumstances. And that certainly includes population, and it definitely includes the way we police.
Do you foresee any of these smaller communities getting their own police department or continuing to contract?
I don't. I see them continuing to contract because when a community gets creates their own police department of one or two people, they take on a lot of things that we already provide. We already have the resources in place. We have the manpower in place. We have the equipment in place. We have the training in place. When you've got a smaller police department, they simply don't have the resources and ability to provide the best level of service to their community. And there are lots of really, really strong small police departments that do a great job and do a very difficult job. I think you see that all over eastern South Dakota with some of the smaller agencies. But with certainly with the towns within Minnehaha County, they've seen the service and the professionalism and the and the abilities that we provide. And so I don't foresee that happening.
And as serving, you're also president of the Fraternal Order of Police, is that correct? For South Dakota?
For the state of South Dakota, yes.
And so what are you hearing from your colleagues statewide? Are there big issues?
Everyone's facing the same issues. The main issues are obviously staffing, because everyone is having a difficult time with staffing. You know, we'd be naive to think the current climate nationwide isn't affecting us, even here in South Dakota. And so everyone has difficulty staffing. The changing population, like we began the conversation with, that certainly has an impact, because, you know, we have to adapt. We can't rely on, or we can't expect, you know, the population to adapt to the way that we police, or the way that we do things. We are required to adapt to new procedures, new tactics, new laws, and we'll continue to do so. The FOP membership across the state, which I'm privileged to represent, they face these same things every day, and they see and experience the difficulties with those changes. Yet I think statistics would bear it out that the officers here in South Dakota statewide do a fantastic job with adapting to those things.
All right, Captain Walsh, I'm going to thank you for taking time and talking with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.